Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani, member by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechta Shavuos, the end of the first parak, Shavuos Shtaim, and the beginning of the second parak, Yedias Atuma. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Kohen Gadol confesses twice over his par in Yom Kippur, achieving two kaparas, and the additional zrika of the par's blood affects a third kapara. The Gemara observes that this is understandable according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Kohanim are not atoned through any of the karbanos brought for the Yisraelim. Thus, these three atonements parallel the three atonements of the karbanos of Yisraelim, the Sir HaPanimi, the Sir HaChitzon, and the Sir HaMishtaleach. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Kohanim also are atoned through their Sir HaMishtaleach for their other averos, why is the second confession necessary? The Gemara answers, Echad lo ve'echad lo beiso. One confession is for the Kohen Gadol himself, and one is for his household, the other Kohanim. He must confess his own sins before separately confessing theirs because of what Rabbi Yishmael's academy taught. Kachi midas adin nohegas. This is how the attribute of justice operates. Mutav yavu zach v'yechapra al-chayv. It's better that an innocent person comes and atones for the guilty, while yavo chayv v'yechapra al-chayv, rather than a guilty person come and atone for the guilty. Point number two, the second parak begins. The ideas of Tumah Shtayin Shehen Arba. Awareness of Tumah are two types, which are actually four. The mission proceeds to list four cases where one initially knew he was Tameh, forgot a factor which led to a Tumah transgression, and later remembered that factor. Number one, he forgot about his Tumah but remembered the food he was eating was Kachim. Number two, he forgot the food was Kachim but remembered his Tumah, or forgot both. Number three, he forgot his Tumah but remembered the place he was entering was the Mikdash. And number four, he forgot that it was the Mikdash but remembered his Tumah, or forgot both. Rapapa ultimately explains that there are actually eight relevant yedios: awareness of tumah before and after eating kachim, or before and after entering the mikdash; awareness of food being kachim before and after eating it while tameh; and awareness of the mikdash area before and after entering it while tameh. However, our Mishnah only calculates the yedios afterwards, the meisin leili de carbon, which bring him to a carbon liability. Alternatively, the Mishnah only calculates the yedios beforehand, the isnal b'kol Torah kula, which are never a factor in all of the Torah, meaning a carbon normally does not require prior awareness. And point number three, Rapapa asked, Now mimenu hilchos tumah mahu, if laws of tumah were hidden from him, what is the halacha? Is his awareness that he physically touched a sheretz considered initial awareness if he did not realize that it made him tameh? The Gemara clarifies, this does not mean someone did not know if a sheretz of frog is matameh, because zil krei beiravhu. This is a case of go learn it in the schoolhouse, meaning it's considered known. Rather, the cases where he touched a kadasha, a sheretz the size of a lentil, and did not know this size is matameh. This question remains unresolved. Rabbi Yirmi asks, if someone living in Bava went up to Eretz Yisrael, v'ne'elam mimenu makom mikdash mahu, and was unaware of the place of the mikdash, what is the halacha? Do we consider his awareness of his tumah and the prohibition to enter the mikdash sufficient awareness? Or do we say that since he did not know the location of the mikdash, it is not sufficient awareness? This question is also unresolved. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Kohen Gadol confesses twice over his par in Yom Kippur, achieving two kaparas, and the additional zrika of the par's blood affects a third kapara. The Gemara observes that this is understandable according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Kohanim are not atoned through any of the karbanos brought for the Yisraelim. Thus, these three atonements parallel the three atonements of the karbanos of Yisraelim, the Sir HaPanimi, the Sir HaChitzon, and the Sir HaMishtaleach. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Kohanim also are atoned through their Sir HaMishtaleach for their other averos, why is the second confession necessary? The Gemara answers, Echad lo ve'echad lo beiso. One confession is for the Kohen Gadol himself, and one is for his household, the other Kohanim. He must confess his own sins before separately confessing theirs because of what Rabbi Yishmael's academy taught. Kachi midas adin nohegas. This is how the attribute of justice operates. Mutav yavu zach v'yechapra al-chayv. It's better that an innocent person comes and atones for the guilty, while yavo chayv v'yechapra al-chayv, rather than a guilty person come and atone for the guilty. Point number two, the second parak begins. The ideas of Tumah Shtayin Shehen Arba. Awareness of Tumah are two types, which are actually four. The mission proceeds to list four cases where one initially knew he was Tameh, forgot a factor which led to a Tumah transgression, and later remembered that factor. Number one, he forgot about his Tumah but remembered the food he was eating was Kachim. Number two, he forgot the food was Kachim but remembered his Tumah, or forgot both. Number three, he forgot his Tumah but remembered the place he was entering was the Mikdash. And number four, he forgot that it was the Mikdash but remembered his Tumah, or forgot both. Rapapa ultimately explains that there are actually eight relevant yedios: awareness of tumah before and after eating kachim, or before and after entering the mikdash; awareness of food being kachim before and after eating it while tameh; and awareness of the mikdash area before and after entering it while tameh. However, our Mishnah only calculates the yedios afterwards, the meisin leili de carbon, which bring him to a carbon liability. Alternatively, the Mishnah only calculates the yedios beforehand, the isnal b'kol Torah kula, which are never a factor in all of the Torah, meaning a carbon normally does not require prior awareness. And point number three, Rapapa asked, Nalmumenu Hilchos Tuma Mahu, if laws of Tuma were hidden from him, what is the halacha? Is his awareness that he physically touched Hasheretz considered initial awareness if he did not realize that it made him Tame? The Gemara clarifies, this does not mean someone did not know if Hasheretz of frog is Matame because Zil Krei Beiravhu. This is a case of go learn it in the schoolhouse, meaning it's considered known. Rather, the cases where he touched a Kedasha, a Sheretz the size of a lentil, and did not know this size is Matame. This question remains unresolved. Rabbi Yirmi asks, if someone living in Bava went up to Eretz Yisrael, v'ne'alamimenu makam mikdash mahu, and was unaware of the place of the mikdash, what is the halacha? Do we consider his awareness of his tumah and the prohibition to enter the mikdash sufficient awareness? Or do we say that since he did not know the location of the mikdash, it is not sufficient awareness? This question is also unresolved. All right, so now we get our siman daf yadalit, and a standard siman is a hand, and we use a juggler for the siman to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. When the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons, who juggled and also dropped some balls, another juggler decided to juggle only four yediyas of tumah balls, leaving four balls on the side, while balancing a piece of a sheretz the size of a lentil on his nose, not knowing that this size is metame. Once again, slow motion. When the head juggler, that must be round off, yud, hand. When the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons, who juggled and also dropped some balls, which reminds the Kohen Yehuda that Kohanim are also atoned through the Seir Mishdaleach for their other averos, why is the second confession necessary? The Gemara answers, one vidui is for the Kohen Gadol himself, and one is for his household, meaning the other Kohanim. He must confess his own sins before separately confessing theirs because of what Rabbi Shmuel's academy taught. Kach hi midas adin noheges. This is how the attribute of justice operates. Mutav yavu zakav yechapra al chayiv. It's better that an innocent person come and atones for the guilty, while yavo chayiv yechapra al chayiv, rather than the guilty person come and atone for the guilty. So when the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons who juggled and also dropped some balls, another juggler decided to juggle only four yediyas of tumah balls, leaving four balls on the side, which reminds us, Rapapa explains that there are actually eight relevant yediyos. Awareness of tumah before and after eating kachim, or before and after entering the mikdash, awareness of food before kachim, before and after eating it, while tameh, and awareness of the mikdash area before and after entering it, while tameh. However, our Mishnah only calculates the yediyas afterwards, which bring him to a carbon liability. Alternatively, the Mishnah only calculates the yediyas beforehand, which are never a factor in all of the Torah, meaning a carbon normally does not require prior awareness. So when the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons who juggled and also dropped some balls, another juggler decided to juggle only four yediyas or tumah balls, leaving four balls on the side, while balancing a piece of a sheretz the size of a lentil on his nose, not knowing that this size is metame, which reminds us, Rapapa asks, Ne'alamumenu hilchos tumah mahu, if laws of tumah were hidden from him, what is the halacha? Is his awareness that he physically touched a sheretz considered initial awareness if he didn't realize that it made him tame? The Gemara clarifies, this does not mean someone did not know if a sheretz or frog is metame because this is a case of go learn it in a schoolhouse, meaning it's considered known. Rather, the case is where he touched a sheretz the size of a lentil and didn't know that this size is metame. This question remains unresolved. So once again, when the head juggler confessed his sin of dropping some balls, before he confessed the sins of his sons who juggled and also dropped some balls, another juggler decided to juggle only four yediyas of tumah balls, leaving four balls on the side, while balancing a piece of a sheretz the size of a lentil on his nose, not knowing that this size is metame. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Yud, so the siman Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, that must be around Daf Yud. The men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their Seerim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparason Shava, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rebbe Meir said, Kol Seerim Kaparason Shava, the atonement of all goats is the same. All Seerim used for Musafim, the Seer Achitzon, Seer Rosh Chodesh, and Seer Regalim, atone for Tumas Mikdash Gadoshav, for any case without awareness beforehand, as well as a Tahor who ate Tami Kadshim. Rabbi Yonah explains from Meir's Drasha, Eo tasu Hashem b'mo'adechem. These you shall perform for Hashem on your appointed festivals, teaching, Hukshukol mo'adim kulon zeh lezeh. All the festivals are compared to each other. The Gemara demonstrates that even Rosh Chodesh is called a mo'ad. So the men in the Moatim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their steering together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparasun Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon Minyan, who tied each of their steering to a separate post, since they believed each had its own kapar, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, each type of seer has a unique atonement. The seer Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahru, a Tami Kachim. The seer Ragam atoned for a Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav with no awareness before or after, and the seer Achitzon of Yom Kippur atones for one with awareness only after. The Gemara explains why each seir only has one role. The seir Rosh Chodashim cannot affect their seir Ragam's atonement because the pasuk by Rosh Chodesh says the singular avon, sin teaching, avon echad hu nose, ve'enu nose shnei avonos. It attains forgiveness for one sin, but it does not attain forgiveness for two types of sins. So the men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their seirim together in one big pen because they believed Kaparasun Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon Minyan, who tied each of the seirim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own kapara, and got into a heated debate with them whether four extra tamidim could be redeemed without a moon, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether the yearly extra tamidim can be redeemed without a moon. Daf Yud Alf. So the Simur Daf Yud Alf is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen standing under star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock. Star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim? That must be on Daf Yud Alf. Stars. The Kohen standing under star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when a Tul Yom disqualified his Kedushas Guf Katoris before the stars came out, which reminds us, Rabbi brings a brisa that teaches that Katoris becomes disqualified through being touched by a Tul Yom, someone who immersed in a mikveh and becomes completely tahor at nightfall. If Katoris only had Kedushas Damim, a Tul Yom would not disqualify it, as proven by a Mishnah which states that Minchas can be disqualified by Tul Yom after they receive Kedusha from a Kli, meaning Kedushas Guf. This proves that Katoris has Kedushas Guf. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock was dismayed when a Tful Yom disqualified his Kedushas Guf Katoris before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped basin to see if Lei Basin Masna Elen, which reminds us, having proven from Katoris that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed, like Rabbi Yochanan said regarding extra Tamidin, the Gemara wonders how, Biki Kedushas Shebehen Leichan Halcha, where has their sanctity gone? Rabbah explained, Le Basin Masna Elen. The mind of Basin stipulates about them to make their Kedusha conditional to circumstances. If they're needed for communal sacrifices, their Kedusha is Kedusha's Aguf, but if not, they'll only have Kedusha's Damim to be sold. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when a Tul Yom disqualified his Kedusha's Aguf Katoris before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped basin to see if Le Basin Masna Elen, who had just told the Kohen Gadol that basin does not stipulate for Las Karbanas, since that is a rare occurrence, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rabbah's principle that Le Basin Masna Elen from a brisa. If the bull and goat from Yom Kippur were lost, and others were brought in their place, and they were subsequently found, Yudah holds the original animals are left to die. Moaz and Rabbi Shimon hold they are left to pasture, and after developing a mum, they are redeemed, and the proceeds are used for communal nedavos. According to Rabbah, they should be redeemed without a mum, since they are not needed. The Gemara answers, Shani Avudin de lo Shchichi. Las Karbanas are different because they are uncommon, and Basin does not make stipulations for unusual occurrences. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. Well, six of the 12 Kohen brothers, six of 12 brothers, that must be on Daf Yud Beis. Well, six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin, as Kaitzimiz Beyach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon does not hold that Le Basin Masna Elen, the mind of Basin, stipulates about communal kachim to make their Kedusha conditional if they're needed. Therefore, he holds the yearly extra Tamidin cannot be redeemed without a moon. Rabbi Yochanan explains, according to Rabbi Shimon, how these Tamidin are used. Mekitzim Behenes Mizbeach. We use them as desserts on the Mizbeach, meaning they're offered as voluntary communal olos when the Mizbeach would otherwise be idle. So while six of the 12 Kohen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin as Kaitzim Mizbeach, and four were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitzim Mizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gazera, which reminds Rabbi Shimon agrees that the Seir Chatas cannot be used for Kaitzim Mizbeach. The Gemara explains that this is a Derabanan. Fundamentally, even a communal Chatas which cannot be used for its purpose changes into a voluntary ola and is sacrificed as an ola. However, since it was initially a chatas and would now be brought as an ola, we say gezer lacha kapara atlifne kapara. There's a decree against sacrificing it after atonement via substitute because of the possibility someone may come to sacrifice it as an ola before atonement via substitute when it still must be brought as a chatas. Because of the possible confusion, they decreed not to sacrifice this animal at all, and instead to redeem it with a mum and purchase an ola with the proceeds. Several proofs are brought for this Gezeira. So while six of the 12 Coen brothers were busy offering the extra Tamidin as Kaitz HaMizbeach, and four were busy redeeming the found Seir Rosh Chodesh and purchasing a goat for Kaitz HaMizbeach with the proceeds because of a Gezeira, one brother was dreaming of taking the Seir HaMishtalech out in Yom Kippur to atone for his rebellious brother who didn't fulfill a mitzvah's Aseh and refused to do Teshuvah. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when Aseh violation would be atoned by the Seir HaMishtalech. Rabbi Zera explains that the Mishnah's case is Ba'omid B'mirdo, with one who stands in his rebellion and refuses to repent, and the Mishnah follows Rabbi's opinion that Yom Kippur atones for nearly all averos, even without Teshuvah. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah bacher, that must be around Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah bacher who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, which reminds us, Rebbe said, I'll call aver shabbat Torah for all transgressions in the Torah. Ben asa tshuva, ben lasa tshuva, whether he repented or did not repent. Yom Kippur imachapi, Yom Kippur atones. He darshans three exceptions from a pasuk, ki divar Hashem baza, because he disgraced the word of Hashem, zeh porg ol. This means one who throws off Hashem's yoke by denying his existence, umagal pani mitorah, and one who speaks brazenly about the Torah, that's mitzvah so hefar, and he has violated Hashem's commandment, zeha mefer bris babasar. This means one who violates the covenant of bris milah. So the bar mitzvah bach, who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, and ruined it at the last minute by becoming chayiv karis by eating right before sunset, which reminds the Gemara discusses karis for a Yom Kippur transgression, according to Rebbe. Rebbe agrees regarding the karis for transgressions of the day of Yom Kippur itself, that they are not atoned without tshuva. The Gemara explains that this is possible in two ways, where he ate raw meat and it choked him, and he died before Yom Kippur could provide atonement, or where he ate at the last moment of Yom Kippur without enough time to be atoned. So the bar mitzvah bach who waited anxiously for his first Yom Kippur to get a kapara on all his averos, even without doing tshuva, and ruined it at the last minute by becoming chayiv karis by eating right before sunset, looked on jealously at his cousin the bar mitzvah Cohen, who got a kapara from Vidui on the par and not from the Seir HaMishtaleach, which reminds the Gemara discusses the source of the machlokes whether Kohanim are included in the Seir HaMishtaleach's atonement, or whether the vidui over the par atones for the Kohanim for all other averos, and they are not included in the Seir HaMishtaleach's atonement. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the Rebbe Shimon agrees that the Siri Chatas cannot be used for Kaitz HaMizbeach? It's a Gezer Lachu Kapara Atu Ifnei Kapara. That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn? Mutav Yavo Zach v'yechapra al-chayev, while Yavo Chayev v'yechapra al-chayev. That's on daf Yud Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn? The Sira Panimi suspends one's tuma sin, l'hagin alav mina yasurim, to protect him from suffering. That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that there are actually 8 cases of Yediyas Atuma, but the Mishnah only brings 4? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that the Sira Panimi is only for tumor resulting in a sin, not other tumors such as the Yoledis, Matzora, and Nazir? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 6. Which daf are we introduced to lay base in Masna Len and the laws of automatic Kedushas Aguf? That's on daf Yadav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if one did not know the size of a sheretz which conveys tuma? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a question whether the yearly extra to meeting can be redeemed without a moom? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have a proof that Ketores has Kedushas Aguf from the fact that a Tvul Yom can disqualify it? That's on daf Yudav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you in the Rosh Shimon holds that the Siri Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahor who ate Tamikachim, which is derived from the Tzitz? That's on daf Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.